This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that game we play every now and then, What is J. Powell Thinking in 5 words or less? Well, I'll tell you who else plays that game, probably with a whole lot more four-letter words involved than you hear on this program. Real estate agents, that's who. Home sales were down for the fourth straight month in May, down about 9% year over year. That's according to data from the National Association of Realtors that dropped this morning. Online home selling companies Redfin and Compass announced layoffs last week. We told you about that. So, Marketplace's Matt Levin has more now on how a very popular pandemic job is faring with mortgage rates on the rise.
If you're a homeowner in the greater Sacramento area that actually answers phone calls from unidentified numbers, this may sound familiar.
My name is Blythe Romo from Coldwell Banker. I received a notice that you might be interested in finding out the value of your home.
Blythe Romo started as a full-time real estate agent last July. She was surprised to learn that that also meant she started as a part-time telemarketer, buying numbers for $35 a pop.
Oh my goodness, the first time I did those scripts, I didn't get any business for the first couple months because I didn't know what I was talking about.
But Romo got better. Last year, she sold one house. This year, she sold seven, including three from those cold calls. She says she loves being a real estate agent. It just kind of stinks she's finding her groove now when her listings are on the market for weeks instead of days.
It's been a challenge. I'm just trying to have faith that I'm still going to be able to generate business this next year. It's just going to look different.
Romo became a real estate agent so she could be her own boss. So did thousands of others. Southern California realtor Kama Burton has been working in Riverside County for 17 years, and she's noticed lots of unfamiliar faces on yard signs.
They're pretty fresh, maybe out of high school, or I've even heard of people coming from the restaurant industry.
She says 2021 was pretty competitive, but higher interest rates in a cooling market will make this year extra Darwinian.
I do believe people are going to get weeded out because it's not as easy as what it looks.
Burton says that could be an opportunity for more seasoned agents like her to scoop up even more business. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.